This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. So just how long does it take to put together a major exhibit featuring the art of Vincent van Gogh? The answer for Dr. Timothy Standring and the Becoming Van Gogh exhibit at the Denver Art Museum is 7 years.
People think that normally these exhibitions come in like a three-ring circus, and they don't. And so instead of getting the Van Gogh exhibition, we created it.
And that creation includes 90 works from 60 private and public collections around the world. KUNC's Wendy Wham recently spoke with Standring about the art of presenting art.
There's no question that the Becoming Van Gogh exhibit is a crowd favorite. Georgette and her husband came from Deadwood, South Dakota.
We had friends who told us about it.
We were really up on it and just wanted to be here.
I'm here from Santa Cruz County in California.
We'll let you come.
That laugh comes from Timothy Standring. It's infectious, and it comes a bit easier now after spending 7 years of his life creating this exhibit.
A lot of people don't recognize that it takes a whole village to put these things together. Sure, I mean, I was out there trolling all over Europe and North America to get loans, and that was hard enough, and trying to orchestrate everything else along the way. But if we didn't have really strong team members with our graphic designer, our installation designer.
Part of the difficulty in putting together such a complex exhibit, says Standring, is the artist himself. Most everyone is familiar with the works of Vincent van Gogh, but there's more to this collection.
And it's not just an objects exhibition in which you've just assembled Van Gogh's works, but we gave the storyline. It's like producing a film.
And that storyline depicts Van Gogh's works in order of his creative development, from his simple line drawings in the beginning to his more complex works after he found his artistic voice in Paris. Since the exhibit is created from scratch, Standring says that everything had to be developed right down to the lighting of the artwork itself.
You all think that it's just a spotlight on the painting, and it's not. The science of this is that they put a wall wash, as it were. They flood the whole wall with a lower lumen number, and then they put a square designer light that just includes the image.
Even the color scheme of the museum's walls, a soothing, mild gray blue, is perfect to showcase the art that's ornately framed in gold. It's something that Standring says that he and his design team happily fought over.
This is just Chinese drip torture, excuse me, about how we decide these things. I'm being facetious here and having fun. But the important thing is that we took saturated colors like this that really work and lend to the various segments and differences throughout the exhibition.
Critics have pointed out that the Becoming Van Gogh exhibit is as edifying as it is visually luscious. But for Timothy Standring, who said that he didn't start the exhibition as a Van Gogh scholar, but became one, the story of Van Gogh is much more than a collection of art. What was something that you may have discovered about yourself through creating this beautiful exhibit?
Oh, I think I discovered that I had to have as much fortitude as Van Gogh did to make it come through, because I simply said, I'm not going to fail.
A powerful lesson, considering that Van Gogh was unsuccessful in being an art clerk, a theology student, a social worker, and a teacher before finally deciding to become an artist.
You read and you admire somebody who had failed at four careers but was fiercely intelligent and overcame all odds in his attempt to succeed. I mean, and that's what you basically have with Van Gogh. I mean, look at all the people here. This is Tuesday. And we're sold out.
Becoming Van Gogh, the visual story about how Vincent van Gogh's earlier self-taught experiments in the Netherlands came to fruition after his period in Paris, will be at the Denver Art Museum through January 20th. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.